Okay, so it's always about the hive mind versus the body of Christ. That's what this whole thing is about. Babylon is the hive versus the body of Christ. Everything is patterned after Christ and his body. So the hive, what does the hive do? The hive uses the magician priest class to cut off the head. They try to cut off the head of Christ and his body as a typology and everything. And they want to be a hive mind, queen bee hive mind. Instead of God the Father as the archetype of all things, Jesus, the image of the Godhead bodily, Jesus is in his body, they always want to cut the head off, and Jesus is the head of the body. The Pa, God the Father. So the pattern of all things they want to get rid of. They want to destroy the earth by destroying the types and shadows. I kind of got bored, so I said, let me just see if there's a series I could watch. So I started watching that just to see if it was worth watching. The Stargirl preview. And sure enough, there was a staff for the superheroes, right? And so the staff will pick a person whose heart is right or whatever. And the staff goes back to Moses and his staff. But Moses and his staff, what did that help him do? It helped him walk. And the staff in a business is to help the manager run the business. The staff helps. Why? Because the staff goes back to the cross. The post, the pole, the cross. And so the typology and everything is that staff being your help. And the elect saints are called. And so the staff is for them. But the hive mind, they want to take and steal your gifts and try to use it. But the reality is they're trying to get power for their own, to be their own gods, right? They're trying to take your gift and steal it and use it for their glory or their power or their money or whatever. But if you ever notice, the staff doesn't work for them. Just like the Phoenicians, the Canaanites tried to steal the Ark of the Covenant, but they had to give it back because it was too powerful for them. Because it's all based on the heart. Just like Thor, none of the people could pick up the hammer, right? Because their heart wasn't right, you know. They were not Thor. The only reason Thor could pick up the hammer and use it is because he had to die. He was willing to die for the people. It's all about the dying to the old Adam, dying to the flesh, walking in the spirit. And so the typology is, in order for you to walk in the power, you have to die to your own understanding, your own will, your own goals. You have to die to self. He that saves his life will lose it. He that loses his life will save it. So you have the flesh versus the spirit encoded in everything. And so all these superheroes, they have to learn it's not about them. It's about God and his program. And so the hive mind thinks they're going to be free, but they end up, they can't function unless they're in the hive, and they end up becoming a slave to the hive, actually a slave to themselves. They become zombies. They become dead, the walking dead, really. The hive mind is the walking dead. In the magician priest class, they're part of the AI program that wanted to kill Cain and Abel, you know. Cain goes back to the AI program, C-A-I-N, the flesh mind. They're trying to escape the judgment of God and escape death and all that. That's what it comes down to. And it's encoded everywhere. That's what the corporations are doing. That's what the all the movies and the music, it's the flesh versus the spirit. The hive mind trying to usurp the body of Christ. That's why the rapture has to take place until he who letteth be taken out of the way. The church is resisting the hive. That's why they hate the Christians. But once the church is called up, then they say, peace, peace, but then sudden destruction. The reason they don't want to talk about the aliens, and because they know what's going on. They don't want the world to know. And God doesn't really, God wants you to come by faith. He doesn't want you to have, you know, if God revealed to the unsaved certain things, you have to believe it by faith. That's what this whole thing's about. It's all by faith. The spirit realm, you can't see until you get the spirit, unless you're demon possessed. And so the spirit realm is above the flesh mind. So to move from the flesh, you have to cry out to God, hear the gospel, the preaching of the gospel, believe on Jesus, receive Jesus into your heart by faith. And then boom, you're born again. And then it's a process, a birthing process. It takes a long time. You got to eat the word, drink the word, chew the cud of the word, meditate on the word, digest the word, rightly divide the word. And then you start to break free from the hive mind, because everybody is born in this hive, Egyptian hive, slave bondage. And when you're moving away from it, God is calling his elect out. And as you're moving away from it, the people around you, it could be family, friends, whatever, they don't understand what's going on with you. You're leaving the hive, but you look around you and they're still in the hive. They love it. You try to wake them up and they're just so caught up in it, they can't understand what you're doing. It could be a spouse. You could have a spouse. I look back, it's like, the spouse doesn't really know what's going on with you, because you don't really understand it yet, and you're being changed and transformed, and God is cutting things out of your life, but they don't want to. He's not cutting it out of their life. Others may, but you cannot. God is cutting things out of your life for your benefit, but God's not cutting it out of their life, because they're not wanting to go. It's all about the heart. So the hive mind is always fighting against the spirit mind, the mind of the body of Christ. So the hive is the spider web, or the queen bee system. It's all about earthly, fleshly, temporal. But you set your affections on things above. And so as you do that more and more, you escape the hive. And so the hive is contrary to the spirit, right? The truth. It's a demonic spirit, but you know what I'm saying. But the demonic spirit is just more flesh and flesh. Fleshly, earthly, temporal. It's just going down, a spiral down. The spirit mind of Christ, is spiraling up. But the flesh mind is going, becoming worse and worse and worse and worse. And what happens is, over time, the separation is obvious. And so, these people that come into your life to try to pull you back to the natural realm, they, you know, as a man, when you're younger, these women come by and they want you to get a good high paying job, a high position, and use your education to make a lot of money. And they're trying to push that into, they're trying to push you into that. Why? Because they want to vampire off of you. But when you talk about spiritual stuff, they put up with it for a while. But then when they see you're not going to change and be a part of the hive, they move on. I've seen it so many times, it's ridiculous. I couldn't figure out what was going on. It's the same pattern. So these agents of the hive are agents of Babylon. they think that you've lost your mind and they try to bring you back to the earth plane. When you could, you've already played the game down here. You already know how the game works. And it's just, it's not any fun. This is why they're people pleasers and they want to put their image out there like, look at me, look at me. They want to rise up in the system. So you don't have to be one of the musicians to rise up in the system. I mean, you don't have to, it's not only the musicians that sell their soul to the devil, but it's the average person who wants to rise up in the system. They sell their soul to the devil, lose their heart, their mind, their genuineness, and they end up on drugs and drinking because that's all that, if they're not genuine, they're fake. In order to live in the duplicity, the cognitive dissonance that they live in, they have to be on some kind of substance to drown out the conviction. That's what's happening.